Amen, James. Bless the Lord.
Meet the Lord of guilt and shame.
Yes.
Then the hand of Jesus touched me.
Hail to you. Glory to God.
And now I am no longer the same.
Hallelujah.
He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul.
Thank you, Lord.
Something happens, and now I know he touched me and made me whole.
Praise the Lord.
Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise
Him.
Amen.
Amen. I shall divide. Oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul.
Thank you, Lord.
Something happens, and now I know he touched me and made me whole.
Praise the Lord.
Something happened.
Yeah.
And then I know he touched me and made me whole.
Amen.
Thank God for everything that he did.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Good job. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes,
that
little
cuss. Beautiful, Sharon.
Yeah, good job.
Go on, read it.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm going to
get you. I didn't have a bone in it, honey.
Hey, my bless you, Rita.
This is one of her favorite songs.
Rita, you'll have to connect your phone. You'll have to connect your phone.
Oh, I thought I did.
Granny gonna get you. This is a speaker.
There you go.
It's just a speaker.
So cute.
There we go.
Technology. Bless the Lord.
For a long time I traveled.
Bless you, Rita.
I'm so glad I found out he could bring me out. bird of prison.
Bring it, prison.
Let's take it.
Try adding this to a glass of water before bed.
I wish it was like that. Not all the right skills either.
Go tell it on the mountain,
yeah.
Over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Tell it on the mountain, over the
in a salvation, that blessed Christmas morn. Sing a little and tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go and tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is born.
Oh, you got nothing? All right.
Okay, go.
Hallelujah.
Come on up, Miss Lucy.
Oh. All right. Hallelujah. Bless our Lord. Tell it on the mountain. Somebody touched me. Well, let me say real quick, Happy New Year. God got us through last year. Here we are at the brink of a new year. Good way to start a new year out in the house of God.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't expecting half this many people to be here this morning. Well, I praise God. For everybody that is here and those that are watching online, we're thankful. I'll tell you, we're thankful. Boy, I'm glad I'm not in Ukraine. I don't know about you. I'm glad I'm not in China. I'm glad I'm not in Iran.
That's right.
And I'm glad I'm in America as poorly as it's maintaining itself is still the best place on earth that I know of.
Yeah.
Closest thing to heaven on earth that I know of. And even with all its faults, it's still got a little faith. And I thank God for that little faith. Amen. Boy, I don't know about you, but I'm thankful to be an American. Amen. Amen. Everybody's dying trying to get here.
Yeah.
And those that are here, most of them like me, we complain every day. We find fault with something every day instead of being thankful. We're murmurers and complainers, amen.
Yeah.
Oh my, I'd like to spend this year a little bit more praising God and thanking the Lord for all the things that I need to be thankful for, amen. Boys, we're starting out a new year, it's important. And me and Brother Donnie, we finished out last year wasting our time down there treading through the mud. He did find a piece of a broken arrowhead. I commend him for it, but I could care less. I was just glad to get to that Silverado. I want you to know, our dog was barking, and their dog was barking when we parked the truck. We're still glad to get in that truck and get out of there. We was whooped, I'm telling you. I was feeling my age yesterday, and he was too. But we finished out last year hunting arrowheads. We like to hunt them. And that's all we did was hunt him. I don't know, I think he brought that piece up one with him. I didn't even saw a piece of flint. But anyway, I'm glad, amen, that we got to go. And it was a last minute decision. He come down there straight from work. He said, you got a pair of boots I can wear, and I can't describe them boots, but with him, with them on, it was beyond description, them white boots. Amen, but hey, we was desperate. We win, amen, drop the hat. Open your good old King James Bible, Luke chapter 1. Brother Patrick, bless his heart, he sung a Christmas song. And we didn't have church on Christmas.
Right.
Not because we couldn't, but because my water froze and busted. I couldn't shave. I couldn't shower. I wanted to be here, but due to circumstances beyond my control, We want to try to preach a Christmas message this morning, a little bit of a Christmas message anyway. We're going to take our text out of Luke chapter number 1. We'll start in verse 26. We'll read down to verse number 37. And the Bible mentions here, and in the sixth month. Reason for that is Mary's Aunt Elizabeth, she's aged. Verse 7 said they had no child, and Elizabeth was barren. They were both now well stricken in years. Mm-hmm. But there's an angel shows up to her husband, Zachariah, and he tells him, hey, you're going to have a son. Yeah. And she's been 5 months. You see that verse 24. After those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months. I mean, here she's old, stricken in years, and she's the vessel that God has chosen to bring forth John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus, into the world. And verse 26 says, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city, or unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin. This is important.
Yeah.
If she had not been a virgin, then the prophecy could not be fulfilled. It mentions in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, God said, I'll give you a sign. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Well, here she is, to a virgin, a spouse, to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. An angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Kamaji Jackson, I believe I got her name right. She may not know what a woman is. Couldn't give Martha Blackburn a definition of a woman. But this angel, He calls her, "Blessed art thou among women." And when she, talking about Mary, saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God." Boy, you know that comforted her.
Yes.
Here she is, she's troubled. And he said, "You found favor with God, fear not." He said, "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." Here's our text verse. "He shall be great."
Woo!
Yes. "Shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Then said Mary unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth," I said it was her aunt, evidently it's her cousin. Guess I was wrong. "She have also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren, for with God nothing shall be impossible."
Right.
We'll stop our reading right there. I'm preaching today on the greatness of Jesus, and this will be kind of a Christmas message. I regret that we wasn't able to have services on Christmas Day. I'm the reason. Old Brother Eddie just couldn't figure out how to shave his mug, how to get a shower. We had to forbear. We just pray today it might make up for it. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege to stand where we're standing right now. Lord, I'm so thrilled about this message today. Lord, how great you are. Brother Danny sings that song, "How great thou art," and you are great, Lord. Oh, my Lord, I just get blessed thinking about how great you are. Oh, my. Lord, I pray you bless the efforts today. Lord, we want to be a blessing. We confess, Lord, we can't do anything without your help. We pray, Lord, you would anoint us. Lord, I pray you would help us, Lord, today deliver this message, that honor and glory might be given to you. It's our heart's desire. Help us, Lord, Father, in this service today. Lord, we might forget the things of the world and like, Lord, set our attention on the things of God. More may you set a table, dear Father God, today, that if there is anybody here today hungering and thirsting after God, they could come and sup with you and dine with you,
yes,
have sweet fellowship with you. Lord, we just pray, dear Father God, today we can leave this service. Say it's been good to be in the house of God.
Yes.
We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Preaching on the greatness of Jesus. Let me say Happy New Year. And let me say thank you. I've been your pastor now for 5 years. Didn't seem like I've been here that long. But I want to thank you for allowing me the privilege to be your pastor. It's a blessing. I'm spoilt right in here. It's like I can't do nothing wrong. And I appreciate you giving me that opportunity. We want to be a prayer always. God to help us to be the best pastor that I could possibly be to Landmark Baptist Church. My goal is to love you in spite of you, in spite of me. Try to instruct you in the Word of God. Try to feed you with the heavenly manna. And I want to be a pastor that you could be proud of. My pastor preached a message one time, Sister Sarah. That message was titled, "Could You Recommend Your Church?" And I hope that you could always recommend your church. I like that message. And I hope you could always be proud of your pastor. I pray for you. I call your names out to God. And ask God to help you. Ask God to bless you. And we made it through another year, and I praise God for that. But we're preaching today on the greatness of Jesus. We just read about the greatness of His birth.
Yeah.
I mean, Brother Ed, a virgin conceived. Right. God had given a sign through Isaiah the prophet.
Yeah.
He said, "Behold, I'll give you a sign." And you know, everybody nowadays, they're kind of looking for some kind of something.
Yeah.
And now they put money in things like Brinkman Fried, Sam Brinkman Fried, crypto coins, lost all their money. He gave it away, and come to find out, boy, it's all said and done, a little bit more to Sam Brinkman Fried than meets the eye. He'd been in the White House several times, been kind of buttering the bread of politics, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But, this birth, this virgin birth, was a sign to all that all may know who Jesus is, amen. I mean, it was a miracle.
Yes.
This angel said, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." Now today, they can cause a woman to be with child. They can do artificial insemination. But Brother Jerry, this was a virgin. They haven't, you know, science is accomplished a lot, but it hadn't got that far.
No, that's right.
I'm talking about God said a virgin's going to conceive.
Yeah.
That's out of my league. I'll just tell you right now, we had three children. I thank God for all three of them. For me, that's a miracle in itself. God bless us with three children. The Bible said that children are a heritage from the Lord.
Yeah.
The fruit of the womb is His reward. Blessed is that man has his quiver full of them. I looked down there at little Thomas. I just heard little Lucy sing.
Yeah.
Looking back there, Chase back there, and he's about half asleep. Michael looks like he might be awake. But praise God for children. I'll be 69 in February. Old Brother Eddie ain't going to be here forever. Brother Ed mentioned about his mother told him she was going to live to be 100, and she did, and went beyond 100.
Yeah.
But our short lives are pretty short, Patrick.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're here today and gone tomorrow.
Right.
Sometimes we're here today and gone today.
Mm-hmm.
Great preacher friend of mine, Dr. Bill Grady, wrote several books. Great man of God. Been in many services with him, Brother Jerry. And I got an email. His son got killed in a car wreck the day before Christmas. I know God's grace is sufficient. I know God can get Dr. Grady through that. That's the way life is. We think we can hold things and they slip through our fingers. But this virgin birth, Sharon, as impossible as it was, God still said it was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the greatness of His birth. If the world had had a say in it, Brother Jerry, Jesus would have never been born.
No.
This was out of the hands of man. It was done by the hand of God, Brenda. God wanted to show Himself to be God. He said there's going to be a virgin girl. She's going to have a boy. They're going to call Him Jesus.
Sir.
He's going to be great. Oh, I love the Savior. Amen. I know the world ain't got no room for Him.
No.
I know the world hates Him, but I love Him. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Oh, nobody never loved me like Jesus loved me. My mother loved me. Amen. But I'll tell you, nobody never loved me like Jesus loved me. Not only was He born of a virgin, but Brother Donnie, He had a humble birth.
Amen.
We're talking about King of Kings.
Yeah.
He didn't come in, with a crown on. He didn't come in demanding power. Come in a little humble baby.
Yeah.
Just a little old bundle of flesh. As weak can be, depending upon the help of His mother. and the help of God even to live. I mean, God has to give us that breath of life, or we just don't make it.
Yeah, that's right.
I seen little Thomas this morning, and of course he was wanting to be in Danny's arms, and that didn't work out, so he had to settle for Tammy's arms, and that wasn't quite up to it, so Rita tried to bring him a songbook, and then here come Carolyn. But you know, that inability, you want things, you somehow feel like you just can't make it without certain things, and that breath of life is one of them. If you don't breathe, buddy, I'll tell you, you're not going to be here very long. And this humble birth, he didn't make a grand entrance. He come in a humble way into a little old virgin named Mary, born in a stable, wasn't no room for him in the inn. But his poverty, Bible says, though he was rich.
Yeah.
Here for our sakes.
Yeah.
Woo! He became poor, sir. I'm talking about, buddy, he owned it all. He laid it aside. He became poor that through his poverty we might be rich. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. I know I don't look rich, Brenda. But my Father owns it all.
Amen.
I'm talking about all the gold's his.
Yeah.
All the silver's his. Mm-hmm. The cattle on a thousand hills and the taters in the hills. I know I don't look rich. My checking account sure don't show it.
No, that's right.
Glory to God, you can't count how rich I am.
That's right.
I'm telling you, boy, it feels
thank
good.
You, Jesus. Yes. Yeah.
But the reason I got rich, sir, is because he became poor.
Yeah.
He gave all he had up so that we could receive all that he had to give. Because see, we was in a dilemma. We was without hope, without help in the world.
Yeah.
And he became poor that through his poverty we might be made rich. Boy, I'm telling you, the greatness of his birth, just the way he come in this world, Brother Ed.
Yeah.
His humility, the Bible said he humbled himself,
yes, he
became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross in Philippians chapter 2 verse 8. The Bible tells us that he could have called up on more than 12 legion of angels to deliver him from the hands of man in Matthew chapter 26. Verse number 53, this morning, just in an effort to encourage myself in the Lord, I wanted to listen to Katie Nicole sing that song in Jesus' name. And boy, I tell you, that helps me.
Yeah.
They got a new video out, Brother Ed. She's outside a house. She's holding up her hands and she's praying for those in that house. And inside that house, there's a little boy, Sharon. And his mother and father, they're fighting. And Sammy, this video, it's kind of showed in reverse. As this little boy is sitting there wishing for somebody to do something. Katie's out there. Of course, this is just a video. But how true the portrayal of this video is. Katie's out there saying, I'm praying for you in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
And a busted coffee cup laying in the floor comes back together and goes in a man's hand. And the wife, she papers laying all over the floor. They just all come together and she picks them up. Well, the little boy goes back in the videos backwards. Runs back to his bed where he's covered up on the cover. And you know, the fighting and the arguing and all that going on out there. And then in that video, it all goes back together. And as I watched that, just to encourage myself, I seen another one over there. And it said something like, Mary, did you know? Of course, you know me, I had to quit on it. Man, I'm all about getting blessed. And we've got so many opportunities to get blessed. I clicked on that, Mary, did you know? And it showed a scene out of a movie called The Chosen. Maybe some of y'all have seen it. I don't know. I hadn't seen it. But I will tell you this. I like what I saw. The actors were perfect for the part. And it showed the birth of Jesus. And it showed Mary bringing him into the temple. And here Simon was. And he's sitting there waiting. And he's perfect for the part. He's sitting there. And here comes Mary and Joseph. And they get to him and stop. Joseph's got two turtle doves in a little old cage. And Simon sees that little baby. Uh-huh. He reaches out for that little baby. Mary, she looks at that little baby. She hands him over to Simeon or Simon. I don't know how you say his name. He pulls that baby up and he says, "Lord, let now thy servant depart in peace. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation." That's what Jesus is all about. You see, he had a humble birth. If the devil had known who he was, he'd have never had a birth. The way God done this thing is just unbelievable. I mean, the world couldn't figure it out. The devil couldn't figure it out. Kind of like our Sunday school lesson this morning. It was a good Sunday school lesson this morning about Joseph and Pharaoh and the butler and the baker. But listen, the world, they didn't get it. They didn't get the message. But the greatness of his birth, oh, none greater.
Right.
They confronted Jesus one day, Brother Ed. They asked him if he was greater than their father Abraham, John chapter 5, verse 53. And Jesus' answer was, "For Abraham was, I am." I don't know if they ever got that message or not. But oh my. Not only was the greatness of his birth, but the greatness of his ministry. When Jesus came into the temple, they were astonished at his doctrine. Mm-hmm. Brother Ed, for his word was with power. Even the devils cried out, Luke chapter 4, verse 32 and 34. We could use some of that kind of preaching today. I'm talking about the devils cried out. That ain't half of it. They came out too, buddy.
Yeah.
Woo! Man, can you imagine having a church with no devils in it?
Oh, my goodness.
Bless her heart, Sister Brenda said she had a bad week. She said, "I'm telling you, I've been through it this week."
Yeah.
And I'm going to say the devil probably come over there and try to make her week bad. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my, that kind of preaching. They never heard nothing like that, Brother Jerry. His word was with power.
Right.
His doctrine, they were just astonished. Yeah. I'm talking about Buddy. He didn't mince his words. He wasn't beating around the bushes. It said they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And not only did those devils cry out, according to verse 35, those devils came out. They were all amazed, saying, "What word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth." Verse number 36. Boy, his ministry was great. It might have been a short ministry, but it was a great ministry. I mean, boy, the world hasn't got over that yet. They still, in that movie, The Chosen, Sanhedrin, and it's just a movie. And I do like movies. A movie's supposed to move you. Move me in the right direction. But the Sanhedrin, they confronted Jesus. And they said, "Why don't you admit you're an imposter? Why don't you admit you're a fraud?" He said, they said to Jesus, "You're an insult to the law of Moses." You know what Jesus told them?
Yeah.
He said, "I am the law of Moses."
That's right.
Amen.
But I'll tell you right, you're talking about authority. We're talking about eye to eye. He said, "I am the law of Moses."
Amen.
Moses said, "A prophet like unto me, said the Lord your God, raise us." Hey, when he said, "I am the law of Moses," that guy trembled just a little bit. He might have thought he was something. He didn't take him too long to realize he wasn't nothing. Amen. I mean, in the presence of the Lord.
Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
I have that movie, The Chosen, on this tape. Yeah. I'm going to send it to your computer.
Good. I ain't seen it all. I just seen little excerpts out of it.
Okay.
But I will tell you this. I liked what I saw. Amen. I like it when he said, "I am the law of Moses." Amen. Hallelujah.
What a God.
Oh my. Listen, it's my favorite part in this whole message.
Yeah.
Not only the greatness of his birth and the greatness of his ministry, but the greatness of his forgiveness. They brought unto him a man sick of the palsy, boy. I'm glad they brought him to Jesus. Amen. In Matthew chapter 9, verse number 1, Jesus said to that man's son, be of good cheer. He said, thy sins be forgiven thee. Oh, that great contradiction of sinners against himself. Oh, they spake against him in their hearts. I'm telling you, verses 3 and 4, Hebrews 12, 3 said he endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. And they're talking in their heart. Jesus said unto them, that's my Savior. He said that you may know that the Son of Man have power on earth to forgive sins. He said, take up thy bed and go unto thy house. And he arose, verses 6 and 7 of Matthew chapter number 9. Listen, that woman of Samaria, that woman comes to the well about the ninth hour. Guess what's going on, Brenda?
Yeah.
Jesus is sitting on the well. She's coming to get a drink of water, and he's sitting on the well. You know what he does? He said, give me a drink. She said, sir, the well's deep. You got nothing to draw with. And we're talking about the well that Jesus is of living water.
Yeah.
She's talking worldly. He's talking spiritually.
Right.
But to get her attention, he asked her to give him a drink. And he's sitting on the well. I never really noticed that until this morning. He's sitting on the well. In other words, she can't get to it. I couldn't get to it either, amen. I'm glad he made it where I could, amen. But you know, here she is. She sees the problem. I can't get to the well. You're sitting on it. He said, that's good. I'll tell you right now. He told her. John chapter 4, verse 6. He asked her for a drink of water, verse number 7. That woman, she couldn't get to the well, but the well got to her, Brother Ed. I'm telling you, buddy, she left the water pot and she went out giving all kind of people drinks of water. Water of life, amen. He said, hey! He said, if you knew who it was, asked you a drink, you'd ask him and he'd give you living water. That you come not hither to draw. She said, sir, give me that daughter, amen. And I'll tell you, she left with the whole well, amen.
Yes, she did.
Boy, that woman that they had in that movie, she fit the part.
Yeah.
Not only that woman, but Mary, the sister of Martha, that woman with many sins. In Luke chapter 7, verse 47, Simeon sees her and says, no doubt if this man were of God, he'd know this woman's a sinner.
Yeah.
Luke 7, 47.
Yeah.
But the Bible said Jesus saw her tears, verse 44. Not only, Brother Ed, did he see her tears, but he saw her kisses, verse 45. And then Jesus saw her honor him in verse 46 when she anointed his feet with her tears, kissed his feet, Brother Donnie. He sees all this honor that this woman, Bonnie, with many sins and bestowing upon him. Oh, I'm glad he's touched by the feelings of our infirmities.
Amen.
He tells Simeon, he said, you never washed your feet. Now, Simeon doesn't judge this woman. He said she's a sinner. He said, if this man didn't do anything at all about God, he'd know this woman's a sinner. He said, Simeon, you never gave me no water to wash my feet. He said, you didn't anoint my head with oil, but this woman has not ceased to wash my feet with her tears and wipe them with the hair of her head. I just got my hair cut this week. I ain't got no hair. But you women, your hair is your glory. God said, It's your hair. She goes, she put her glory on Steve.
Yeah, right.
She said, I just want to give you the best I got. That's all she had. I will say this about those Muslims. We're never going to get along with them. One reason we're never going to get along with them, we're too kind of too loose. They're too strict. I mean, I'm not going to cut nobody's head off because they got a haircut or because they ain't got a cover on their head, but they will. And you know, America's kind of laxed a little bit and they're too strict, but we're never going to get along. They want us to, but it's never going to happen. I'll just tell you right now. But anyway, Jesus, boy, he saw this woman's tears. Brother Ed, he saw her kisses. He saw her put her honor on him. And Jesus said unto her, woman, thy sins are forgiven. In verse number 48. Now, brother, that didn't go over too good.
No, it didn't.
Then verse 50, you know what he told her? He told me the same thing, Bonnie.
Yeah.
He said, go in peace. Well, I've been going in peace for 34 years.
Amen.
Man, I'll tell you right now, I could write a check and it wouldn't bounce. I've got so much peace, I could be a peace donor. He told her, go in peace. He said, don't pay attention to Simon over there.
No.
He just ain't come to himself yet.
That's right.
But she had. Mm-hmm. Boy, I remember going home from work one time. Bad day. You know how you do. You go home wishing you'd stayed home every month to work. One of them kind of days. And I'm crossing the railroad tracks there at Glasgow from R. Donnelly's. I took a ride taking south on 31E. And a woman calls in on the radio program, Sharon. And I just get the privilege to listen to it. She's calling in live. And the radio announcer says, yes, ma'am, can I help you? You know what she's saying? She says, I'm a millionaire several times over. She said, but I ain't got no peace. She said, I'd give every penny I've got for peace. And I'm sitting there thinking, as bad as my day was, I've got peace.
Yeah.
Even though I ain't got the millions of dollars that she's got, I've got peace. I realize I'm richer than she was.
Right.
Now, you talking about forgetting about the misery of the day? I went home happy, amen. I started praying to that woman that she find that peace. You know, God told this woman, he said, go in peace. I'm telling you, he gave her peace. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Boy, don't take that for granted. You don't have to go no further, and Jesus find everything you need in life anyway.
Amen.
Last of all, they caught a woman in the very act of adultery. And you're talking about shame now. I don't even know if she had any clothes on or not. They caught her in the very act of adultery. Their goal was to somehow put Jesus at a loss.
Yeah.
Brother Ed, they brought her and threw her down at the feet of Jesus.
Yeah.
And they said she was caught in the very act, and Moses said, such should be so. What sayest thou?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm glad they brought her to Jesus. When they said, what sayest thou? Jesus had an answer. You know what they have an answer? The Bible tells us, he said, let he among you without sin cast the first stone.
Right.
Now listen, this verse is in there for a reason.
Yeah.
Amen.
And they being convicted, that wasn't a chance.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that was special order. All of a sudden, that rock got to burn. I got the rock. Oh, I ain't seen nothing. I'm telling you, buddy, thank God for Jesus.
Yeah.
To the defense of the sinner.
Yeah.
Caught in the very act. As guilty.
Yeah.
As guilty could be, Sarah.
Yeah.
The greatness of his mercy was manifested.
Yes, Lord.
He said, woman, where are now thine accusers?
That's right.
Well, they weren't blowing out of their sheep. They're trying to find a hiding place back there. They're convicted of their own sin. They ain't got time to think about this woman.
That's right. That's right.
I'm telling you, buddy, when Jesus, the advocate that we have, the Bible said, my little children,
I would that you sin not.
Yes.
But if we do, we got an advocate. That means a lot. I mean a good one. I'm talking about a go-between.
Yeah.
One that can go up there and talk to God for me. You know what he said? He said, Father, I love Eddie.
Yeah, that's right.
I want you to forgive him.
Yeah.
Oh, God said, done deal, son. Anything else? I'm talking about that good Lord. Somebody said, I got three and a half. I got one higher than you can get. I'm talking about all the way to the top. Hey, I've got an advocate with the Father, the Lord Jesus. All he wants me to do, Don, is just confess.
That's it.
He said if I confess, he'd be faithful. Just forgive me. I got to say, and I do a lot.
Yeah.
Lord, I messed up again. I'm sorry again.
Yeah.
But you know what? For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, endured the shame. He endured it just so he could say, Eddie, you're forgiven, buddy. Go and sin no more. God does never promote sin. But he's got a plan for the sinner. That if we'll confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But they brought up that law of Moses, buddy. And I want you to know when they said, what sayest thou? Our buddy, he pulled the rope out from under them and they went like a bunch of bowling pins and they was headed for a hiding place. Amen. He told that woman, he said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Verse 11 of John chapter number 8.
Yeah.
I'm glad God's got a plan.
Yeah.
He's so great, Brother Ed.
Yeah.
His plan has got me covered from one end to the other.
Yes,
that little accuser, man, he shows up at my doorstep. He says, you ain't worth nothing. I said, amen. He said, you ain't fit for heaven. I said, amen.
That's right.
He said, you ain't, I'm telling you. He said, you can't do nothing right. I said, amen.
Right.
I tell him when he gets overboard, I say, but I got one that loved me and gave himself for me, that's coming for me. He loves me just like I am. He's not leaving me like I am. He's begun a good work in me. He's continuing that work till the day he comes against me. And when I see him, I will be like him and be sin no more. Amen. Oh, the greatness of our Savior. The world couldn't do nothing with him, Brother Ed.
No.
Religion couldn't do nothing with him.
No.
But praise God, he loves sinners.
Yes, he does.
Praise God, he eat with them. Boy, they didn't like that. He eat with them.
Yeah,
he forgave them.
Yeah.
And he loved them.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, the greatness of Jesus. I find no fault in it. I'm glad to know him personally.
Amen.
I know a lot of people. Some of them I just know them in name only. But I know Jesus personally.
Amen. That's right.
We speak this morning.
I talked to him this morning.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for right there, Billy.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Some people, they wouldn't answer the phone if I called.
No, that's right.
I can just start. Just pretending here, but I can just start to call. God said, what you need, son?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, buddy, I've got access to God through my Savior because he's so great.
Amen.
I've got access into the blood. I'm accepted in the blood. I'm adopted in the family of God. I'm one of them now. It's going there by the grace of God. Oh my, the Father's my Father. Because of the greatness of Jesus. We'll stop right there, I tell you. I love this message. I do. And I hope you got what I want you to get out of this message.
Yeah.
See, we're complete in Him.
Yes, we are.
I don't know. It may have been Brenda. Was it you? I was telling you God's polishing this up for jewels for His crown.
Mm-hmm.
In the book of Malachi, God says in that day, when I make up my jewels.
Yeah.
One of these days I'll have all the rough edges polished off.
That's right.
And I'll fit right where I'm supposed to fit. God say, I'll pay top dollar for a wedding, but he's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be jewels for his crown. Father, we thank you for this message today. Just want to give you praise and glory for for your greatness, Lord, when you couldn't swear by no greater. You swore by your own name to Abraham, and Abraham staggered not at the promise of God because of your greatness. Lord, help us today, I pray. Open our eyes from our sight. Unstop our ears. May we be rich in faith. May we be more bold, Lord, than timid, I pray. The Bible says the righteous are bold as a lion. Help us, Lord, I pray, not to be little. But Lord, I pray, dear Father, we see, Lord, that greater is He that's with us and He that's in the world. Oh, we're more than conquerors through You, Lord. Oh, my Lord, we thank You for Your greatness. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I get Brother Jerry, please. Get a song. I wouldn't hurt my feelings a bit if Brother Danny wanted to sing How Great Thou Art, buddy. I'm telling you. Oh, my, what a truth in a song. Amen. How great He is. Hallelujah.